MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, July 11, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Salem teachers in contract negotiations. Target cancels checks. Two popular North Shore establishments shutting down. Partly cloudy today, mid to upper 80s. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 4:03 p.m. Caroline Enos is writing in today's Salem News. Salem teachers are calling for higher wages and better paid parental leave amid ongoing contract negotiations that are expected to last through the summer. The biggest call to action, raise a starting teacher's salary from $55,201 to $62,853 by the 2026-27 school year, resulting in wage increases for every Salem Public Schools teacher based on their experience level, and bump up the hourly rate for paraprofessionals and building support staff from under $20 to at least $33. Keelan Flynn is writing on itemlive.com, beginning on July 15, Target, which has a location at 400 Lynn Fells Parkway in Saugus, will no longer accept personal checks as a form of payment. A statement from a Target spokesperson reads, "Target is committed to creating an easy and convenient checkout experience. The move to stop accepting personal checks is a result of extremely low volumes of check usage," the spokesperson said. And the spokesperson said that Target will be accepting payments with its new Target Circle cards, as well as through cash, debit, and credit cards, buy now, pay later services, SNAP, and EBT and digital wallets. Gloucester's Culture Splash returns today, now in its fourth year of series that celebrates the cultural vibrancy of the nation's oldest seaport. Discover Gloucester's executive director, Tess McColgan, explains.
Culture Splash is a series, and it's going to be in its fourth year, connecting Gloucester's two cultural districts. So that's Harbortown and Rocky Neck. And the series is made possible through grant funding from the City of Gloucester and Mass Cultural Council. In Essex County, there are 34 cities and towns, and there are only 8 cultural districts. Gloucester has 2 of them because we're that dense with arts and culture. So one of them is Rocky Neck. That's the oldest continually operating art colony in the country. Most people know that one pretty well. But the other is Harbortown, and Harbortown's really the cultural district name for downtown. So every Thursday in July and August from 4 to 7 p.m., there are free events, gallery openings, exhibits, dance performances, demos. They're even planning like a light show. In August 15th, Maritime Gloucester is going to project the film Captain's Courageous on the sails of Schooner Adventure. There's going to be the Harbor Loop concerts. There's a ton to do. And a lot of it is free or low cost. And then the Cape Ann Harbor Tours boat, the water shuttle, is free from 4 to 8 p.m. to go back and forth every Thursday starting July 11th through the end of August. So you can travel between these two cultural districts and do as much as you possibly can fit into those three to four hours. And Discover Gloucester is the marketing arm for that. So we try to get the word out about everything there is to do. We come up with weekly itineraries that you can find on our website so that, you know, what's going on for Culture Splash this week. It's really easy to find at discovergloucester.com.
That's Discover Gloucester Executive Director Tess McColgan. According to reports in the Gloucester Times and the Salem News, two popular North Shore establishments are closing. The Cupboard at Stage Fort Park in Gloucester will close for good at the end of summer, and the Pickled Onion in Beverly is to be replaced by an apartment building complex. From the Gloucester Times, no summer in Gloucester would be complete without St. Peter's Fiesta, the Horribles Parade and Fireworks, and the summer block parties on Main Street, with the first scheduled for this Saturday, July 13. In partnership with the City of Gloucester, the Greater Cape Ann Chamber of Commerce will be presenting 3 block parties this summer, with admission free to the public. Saturday's block party will run 6 to 10 p.m. on Main Street, with Main Street between Pleasant and Short Streets blocked off for the festivities. Block party goers will enjoy fun dining options, live outdoor entertainment, and street performance for a family-friendly night on the town. The block parties also, of course, offer local shopping, restaurants, food trucks, and more. The Red Sox lost to the A's last night 5-2, series finale tonight at Fenway. And Salem News sports editor Phil Stacy is reporting that Kevin Fassett is stepping down as the head coach of the Danvers High School hockey team after 3 seasons. The Falcons went 28-27-10 during his coaching tenure, making the playoffs each time and reaching the Division III state quarterfinals in 2021-22. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.